T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
United States Congressman representing Pennsylvania's 14th Congressional District, Guy Reschenthaler. Good morning, Congressman.
Larry, good morning. Kevin, good morning. And please, just call me Guy.
All right, Guy. It looks like Amy Coney Barrett has a pretty good chance of getting in after the process of answering a lot of questions over an extended period of time. How do you see it?
I think she's going to get in. Remember that we, as Republicans, can lose up to 3 votes and still have Amy Coney Barrett get confirmed because Mike Pence, of course, would break a tie. I can tell you, spoiler alert, he would vote for Amy Coney Barrett to get nominated to the Supreme Court. So I think that this nomination will move out of the Judiciary Committee today. I think that the Senate will likely vote on it. They're saying Monday next week. And you can see it by this time next week, we could have Amy Coney Barrett on the bench replacing Ruth Bader Ginsburg. So I think it's a big win for conservatives. And the nation is happy about it. If polling reflects that most Americans want to see Amy Coney Barrett confirmed and seated on the high court.
Okay, other polls? Well, let's talk about the election. My goodness, we're getting emails and notes from Iran and Russia. How secure is our process here in the United States?
Well, it's interesting because we hear about how secure mail-in ballots are when it comes to the Democrats, but then they turn around and they say that Russia and Iran are interfering in our elections. We know that China is also trying to interfere in our elections as well. So it's an issue. But the kind of election that we're seeing from Russia, the kind of interference from Russia and Iran is just to sow discord and chaos with our public, public trust. And the media is playing right into their hands, and the Democrats are playing right in their hands. You can see it because anything that happens that negatively affects Joe Biden, their knee-jerk reaction is to blame Russia without any evidence. And when Russia is interfering to hurt the Democrats or to set back Biden, then they say that it's, or to, I'm sorry, what I'm trying to say is the Democrats are using this as a conspiracy theory to shield Biden from criticism, but they're neglecting the Chinese interference that's going on too. And you have social media companies that are engaged in CCP-like censorship. For example, the Hunter Biden story was throttled. It was you were not able to share it, again, because you have literally Chinese nationals at these big tech companies that are engaged in censorship.
I was curious because part of the process of what we do in a democratic society is you run for re-election, you have to go through that process at some point again, and so much time and energy is spent on this election from so many sides. What's actually getting done in Washington right now?
Larry, that's a great question because unfortunately, Nancy Pelosi, for political gain, is not pushing forward another COVID relief package. You know, there's a lot of Americans that are hurting. I think we need another round or two of stimulus payments to individuals, not to mention more money for small businesses and particular industries. Nancy Pelosi does not want a COVID relief package to go through because as soon as it does, Wall Street will rally. She doesn't want that heading into the home stretch of this election. So to prevent the COVID relief package from going forward, she's demanding that illegal immigrants get stimulus payments, that blue states get bailed out for mismanaged budgets, and she's pushing tax cuts for billionaires and millionaires in blue states. So she has what we call poison pills in this package to prevent it from getting passed, again, to deprive Trump of a win. So politics is a shame, but politics is at play when real people need help.
And speaking of politics, the economy, and blue states, do you feel that the, and I asked Allegheny County Commissioner Rich Fitzgerald the same question a half hour ago, do you feel that the policies put in place by Democratic politicians in Pennsylvania, shutting down the economy and the businesses and schools, et cetera, will hurt Joe Biden? Will voters remember who caused the economic fallout from COVID-19 when they vote?
I think they will. I think Democrats often don't give the American public enough credit, and they think that they can blame everything on Trump, rightly or wrongly. Democrats in Pennsylvania, especially WUF, have been draconian in these shutdown measures. So we've had the worst of both worlds. We've had severe economic hardships. Our unemployment rates are incredibly high relative to the rest of the country. At the same time, our death count is high because WUF and Levine sent COVID patients into nursing homes where we had roughly, 36, 46% of all deaths arose from nursing homes. Those actually could have been prevented. So I think the voters realized that we got a raw deal. We had high unemployment because of the draconian orders, and then we had this ridiculous order where WUF and Levine were sending COVID patients into nursing homes, housing the most vulnerable among us. So I think because of that reason, people are attuned to that, and they know that the Democrats mismanaged this this virus on a state level.
Where will you watch the debate tonight? At home or with friends?
I'll be watching it at home. You know, to me, I view this as working, as part of my job. So I want to be somewhere quiet where I can pay attention, take notes, and focus.
You're not going to be on Air Force One watching it, like.
if I get the invite, Kevin, I would be there in a heartbeat. But I don't think it's going to happen
on the big screen TV. Well, we appreciate your time this morning, as always, Congressman. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate being on. Take care.
Have a great day.
United States Congressman representing Pennsylvania's 14th Congressional District, Guy Reschenthaler, on our Disc Institute at Pittsburgh Newsline.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!